議程第三項就是 Review and Preview of Harbourfront Development。今年我們2021年啦，咁第一次會，咁去年2020呢就過去一年Harbour Office 其實都做咗，即係縱使喺個疫情之下呢都做咗相當多嘅工作，咁、除咗我哋自己開會之外呢，事實上喺落實海濱嘅建設方面呢，即係2020年雖然比較多跌宕啦，咁但係即係都即係這個海港辦事處都即係好隨機應變咁樣啦，係即係回應個疫情又好，克服一啲困難又好咧，都將嗰個維港海濱就延長咗一公里嘅。咁詳細情形我就想交俾 Harbour Office Rosalyn 去即係同大家去介紹一下。
好啊，唔該主席。咁我今日都有個 PowerPoint 幻燈片咧，就同大家分享嘅。咁呢個幻燈片咧，其實喺開會之前咧，就已經係 send 咗俾各位委員噶啦。咁如果因為係網上參加會議嘅朋友，線路方面有啲困難嘅話咧，其實係一模一樣嘅，大家可以睇我哋之前嗰個版本。咁正如主席話齋啦，其實今日咧就係2021年HC 海濱事務委員會第一個嘅會議嚟嘅。咁就想咧，就借大家少少時間，同大家回顧下2020嘅經驗啦。咁睇下有啲咩做得好嘅，咁我哋希望咧就可以係去深化。但如果有啲唔太理想嘅地方咧，我哋絕對好樂意去作出改善。最緊要咧就係可以幫我哋認清嗰個目標，睇我哋有啲咩挑戰嚟到咧做好來年嘅工作嘅。咁所以大家會見到啦，我今日嗰個嘅分享咧，主要就係以回顧同埋前瞻嚟到去做一個嘅主題咁樣嘅。咁海濱發展工作方面啦，其實可能大家就會覺得啊，會唔會係好隨意？見到我哋好多公仔，係咪諗到啲乜嘢就做啲乜嘢嘅咧？咁我會話，其實我哋唔係絕對嘅靈感主導，反而咧喺依個嘅動中咧係有序嘅。咁其實好多謝主席啦，同埋係各位委員嘅啟發啊，同埋指導。喺我哋推進我哋嘅海濱發展嘅時候咧，其實有唔少嘅原則去引導我哋嘅方向嘅。喺畫面嗰度，大家會見到啦，近期講得比較多嘅可能係先博通再優化、期間限定啊，喺下邊嗰度寫嘅靈活管理啊，或者係以一個實驗嘅模式去試驗一啲創新嘅做法。又甚至乎咧，希望依个市民大众都可以咧去参与，发挥佢哋嘅潜能，一起去建设海濱。咁但系其实我哋咁多嘅原则，都系希望去做到一个终极嘅目标，就系喺而家画面嗰度橙色嗰个写咗，系俾一个多啲选择市民大众。我哋成个海濱有73公里咁长，我哋唔希望做到全部都系一样。近期我哋有啲新嘅用地推出咗出嚟啦，粉红色。咁鍾意又好，唔鍾意又好啦。有人好鍾意，咁我系咪以后段段都要粉红色呢？定系我以后次次都要彩色呢？定系全部都黑色呢？咁其實我哋唔應該話一個成功或者一個失敗就永遠都應該咁做，我哋希望做到嘅係提供選擇。咁再實際啲例子啦，譬如話我今日係想同閨蜜去街嘅，我想同佢去打卡啊，咁我哋可以去下新開嘅水上活動主題區啊，嗰度有好多地面嘅畫啊，或者甚至乎琴日係可以乘機宣傳下，嗰度已經有個新嘅四米高嘅吹气公仔，咁所以大家可以去。咁但係又話唔係喎，我想同呢個媽媽有啲老人家一齊去行下，其實係有啲欄杆或者一個企理啲嘅地方呢，我會安心啲嘅。咁又可以試下去呢個西區副食品市場嗰度，其實就有下啲凳啊，有一啲嘅蓋啊，咁就可以休息下坐下。所以最緊要我哋覺得係有得揀。咁好啦，我哋而家咧就開始去回顧下究竟2020年發生咗啲咩先咁。費事大家要聽我講咁耐，我驚悶啊！咁所以我哋準備咗一個短片，同大家回顧下2020年發生咩事。咁啊，請同事幫手撈一撈嗰個短片啦。都係嗰句啦，其實個短片咧之前已經 send 咗俾大家噶啦。如果因為網絡嘅關係咧，可以用翻我哋 send 出嚟嗰條 link 咧，係一樣嘅。嚟一個1分鐘2020大事回顧。 係啦，咁咗咗大家一分鐘啦。首先就好多謝同事啦，就幫我哋好撮要咁樣拎咗一啲比較即係、開心嘅相咧，就做咗頭先嗰個嘅幻燈片。我而家可以即係再重點咁樣介紹下，其實啲幻燈片係發生緊咩事咧？咁翻翻嚟咧，就係、我哋可以睇下，其實舊年咧，好似頭先主席咁講，我哋咧喺呢個數字方面，喺用地方面咧，我哋開咗好多新嘅海濱用地出嚟咧，俾市民享用嘅。港島區啦，港島區就有呢個嘅卑路炸灣海濱長廊。咁另外咧就係、去到年底嘅時候啦，灣仔北都有兩個新嘅地方開咗出嚟。咁就喺呢個嘅灣仔碼頭附近啦，同埋係近住呢個嘅遊艇會嘅一個水上活動主題區。九龍同埋係啟德其實都有進帳嘅。啟德嗰度咧就有一個兒童醫院前面嘅一個嘅海濱長廊都係已經工程完成啦。咁另外就係荃灣嘅海濱海安路嗰度咧就有一個係武欄杆嘅設計，咁都係有一段開放咗嘅。最尾咧就係呢個嘅西九文化管理區嗰度咧就都係有一啲嘅新海濱用地出咗嚟。咁各個地方加加埋埋數字方面又會係點咧？咁就係話我哋全港嚟計，我哋嘅海濱長廊咧，已經由2019年23公里咧，就進漲咗多4% 咧，去到24公里噶啦。而其中咧，就係話我哋連綿不絕，都係一直可以行通嘅海濱長廊，已經由咧就係4.5公里咧，就係增加到5.5公里。呢個增長嘅幅度咧，更加咧係多過20%嘅。咁至於海濱嘅空間方面咧，就由82公頃咧，就去到85.5公頃咁樣嘅。咁可能大家就會覺得，咦喺過去一年2020好似我比較少見到對方，係咪開少咗會委員會嘅工作輕鬆咗呢？咁樣其實唔係㗎，大家千祈唔好咁諗。我都先要喺度呢，就係唔該曬大家。可能你哋會覺得以為見少咗，但係因為其實疫情喺去年大約1-2月開始咗之後呢，我哋船職呢已經係4月就安排咗喺網上開始同大家開會，所以啲會議係冇減少到，比起2019年甚至乎係多咗添嘅。咁而反而可能真係即係參觀方面會少咗，就唔想大家見咁多面啦。咁希望大家會明白。咁所以整體嚟講咧，2020年咧，無論係即係要麻煩大家嚟開會啊，去審議一啲議題啊，或者係參加一啲嘅官即係 visits 咧，係你哋都係付出咗好多嘅，唔該曬。咁重點講一講呢啲數字背後，即係話代表咗啲咩意思呢？咁可以嚟一個嘅 highlights 啦。喺一月嘅時候呢，就喺呢個 Hong Kong Task Force 啦，香港島嘅專責小組呢，就係去過呢個澳洲嗰度去取經，都睇咗好多樣嘢。當時呢就本來係即係圍住嗰個嘅boardwalk 即係呢個東區走廊下邊嘅行人板道呢，希望去澳洲取景。我哋影咗少少即係重點嘅相片齋喺度啦。咁但係其實我哋好開心啦，除咗個板道嘅經驗之外呢，成個嘅旅程呢俾咗我哋好多新嘅啟發。舉例啦，而家右上角嗰度見到一啲開合橋，咁而家呢喺呢個板道嘅計劃之下呢，都係即係取景個經驗可以呢，就希望喺香港將來都會見到有開合橋㗎啦。咁又再右上角嗰度啦，就係有啲卡板啊，卡板上面有啲草啊，又或者户外嗰度有啲散呢，大家而家只要出去就去呢個灣仔北又好啊，或者喺呢個堅尼地地城嘅卑路炸灣呢，都會見到呢啲相類似咁嘅裝置。其實呢啲呢都係我哋一月嘅時候出去外邊取經，覺得呢其實香港都應該可以同埋值得擁有一啲咁樣相類似嘅裝置。嚟到下低嗰度啦，亦都係我哋另外一個嘅新嘅做法啦，就係話會唔會透過一啲比較係創新性，但係以試驗嘅形式同埋態度去做嘅一啲嘅管理模式，同埋咧就一啲比較 mobile 嘅 design。呢樣嘢咧令我想翻起。其實呢細個嘅時候唔知道大家有冇睇過一啲廣告，佢又話 less is more， 嗰時可能我細啦，唔係好明講緊啲乜嘢，但經過呢個 project 之後呢，我深深咁體會到何為 less is more 囉。即係因為喺呢啲幾個 project， 無論係呢個堅尼地城啦，或者係灣仔北嗰幾個 project 呢，其實我哋唔係用傳統嘅方法嚟到係去好仔細咁畫曬嗰啲嘅設計圖，就好大規模地去落一啲嘅建設， 咁嚟去做，反而呢就係、是、話希望以最快嘅速度最靈活嘅方式就開咗個場先，就俾咗一個場等市民去感受去用完，跟住再回饋返啲意見俾我哋點樣先係做到最好。雖然我哋嘅投入似乎我哋未必係覺得真係係唔係最多，但係換返嚟嘅笑聲同埋佢哋嘅滿足呢其實原來係好多，所以呢個深深見證咗當時嗰個何為 less is more 啦。咁下一樣啦，我哋都係做過嘅呢就係搞咗兩個 design competitions 嘅。咁好多謝就各位嘅主席去參與啦，同埋一啲呢即係相關嘅地區嗰個嘅區議會代表呢，我哋就搞咗一個嘅家私方面嘅設計比賽。另外呢就會喺炮台山嗰個嘅東岸公園嗰度呢都會有一個係以 Victoria Harbour 嘅為主題嘅自形藝術裝置嘅設計比賽。其實比賽呢就已經完成咗，优胜的作品也都是揀了出来，咁可望呢就是即係家私方面啦，就未來嘅一兩個月咧都會陸續面世。咁同時今日話俾我聽，好開心。第一件咧就已經係即係喺灣仔北嗰度就出咗世啦。咁大家有機會有時間咧就都可以去睇下嘅咁。咁下一樣啦，就係、是、其實都知道啦，就海濱事務委員會同埋大家做海濱工作嘅時候，一個好重視嘅方面呢就係、是、嗰個水陸互動。所以喺去年呢我哋都希望盡量可以即係攞多啲經驗，試多啲唔同嘅活動嚟到睇下呢長遠條路可以點行。咁我哋就喺過程之中呢就同呢個 Water Sports Council 呢就合作咗，喺去年嘅暑假呢就搞過一啲龍舟嘅比賽啦，咁亦都有啲小帆船嘅比賽。咁而家嗰個即係經驗方面都係好正面嘅，而 Water Sports Council 都希望咧喺將來咧可以搞得更多。咁呢個係活動方面。其實水陸互動咧，我哋都知道要係令到市民可以去玩呢個嘅水上活動啦，而玩得開心啦，甚至乎佢哋唔玩嘅時候，就係純粹行過或者想坐喺度嘅時候，可以更加接近嗰個水咧，就係一個海濱同呢個公園嘅分別。咁所以為咗咧可以達到呢個目的咧，我哋去年咧都希望喺呢個water frontage 嗰個設計嗰度咧就多啲創新，喺我哋手頭上嘅項目咧，盡可能咧就將市民帶到去海边。举例啦，可以是在那个栏杆设计上面呢如果可以拎得走的就尽量拎得走。何谓拎得走呢，就是譬如我们会见到而家呢幅圖嘅下方嗰度咧，就係如果佢係一個 sloping sea wall， 嗰個 sea wall 咧就係有一個斜度嘅話咧，我哋盡可能就將佢變成一啲嘅 harbour steps 啊，或者係 low curb 啊，咁就唔需要有一個欄杆嚟到分隔咗市民係話岸上或者係呢個水嘅。咁如果我真係有啲地方啦，就真係有啲安全性嘅考慮，真係要落欄杆啦，咁個欄杆又可唔可以花啲心思咧？咁我哋而家試過咧就兩個模式嘅，一個咧就會係右上角。嗰度可能係多啲玻璃啦，咁玻璃就算有裝飾咧，都盡量令佢咧就係透明。而左上角咧就係更加咧喺呢個嘅近期新開灣仔北嗰個水上活動及康樂主題區咧，就係一啲可以拎走嘅即係鐵線嘅欄杆設計，一個似無還有。咁就當咧如果係有呢個水上活動嘅時候咧，其實嗰啲一條條嘅鐵線係可以拎開嘅。咁所以就係即係因應嗰個需要嚟去處理咯。咁就除咗係政府去做之外呢，其實我哋都好希望俾到市民一啲嘅耐唔耐嘅新鮮感。咁所以呢我哋就係做咗好多即係 art installation 啦，喺唔同嘅場地都要係因應時節啦，或者係因應一個嘅主題呢，就帶多啲唔同嘅時間有唔同嘅裝置呢俾市民去感受。去年數數埋埋呢都已經超過咗300個嘅藝術裝置㗎啦。好，下一張係啦。咁除咗喺呢個藝術裝置之外呢，其實我哋就都好著重呢啲咁樣嘅項目，其實係嗰個嘅設計師佢哋自己呢都可以係話有份參與去建設海濱呢，就有一個嘅 ownership 喺度。我哋唔希望話好啦，呢個位置政府想佢係做一個嘅海洋嘅主題，或者係呢個中秋節你幫我呢就一定要係整三個月亮或者五個月餅出嚟，唔係嘅。我哋好希望整個空間、整個位置、整個海濱呢由市民、由設計師話俾佢聽應該係要點樣做。咁所以呢 placemaking 呢喺唔同地方呢我哋都盡可能去安排嘅。下一個。 咁係啦，咁就除咗係主題性之外咧，就仲有一啲係因應時節而加插嘅藝術裝置啦。咁呢個咧就頭先喺影片嗰度都會見到噶啦。咁就呢個會帶嚟嘅就係新鮮感啦。有譬如舉例情人節嘅時候，就有一啲嘅情人節卡啊，或者係一啲嘅情信啊咁。咁去到復活節啦，有兔仔啦。去到中秋節啦，咁就有啲月餅啦。Halloween 嘅時候有南瓜啦。聖誕節咧就有聖誕樹啦。咁各色其色，就總之務求你唔同時間去海濱都有唔同嘅感覺，所以咧成日都要翻嚟。咁 digital tours 即係網上嘅導賞團方面咧，其實係一個新嘗試嚟嘅。學阿主席話齋，依個就係我哋隨機應變嘅一個新體會咯。我哋當初唔係諗住搞 digital 嘅 tours 嘅，只係希望咧可以請一啲出邊嘅機構幫我哋搞一啲導賞團，帶市民去欣賞、去遊玩我哋依個海濱。但係因為疫情嘅關係啦，咁實體嘅導賞團咧就唔係太方便，就有依個嘅最終嘅考慮。所以咧就同依個contractor 商量咗之後，我哋最尾咧就做咗一啲嘅 digital tours 嘅，其實之前都喺依個task force waterland 嗰度就介紹過，我今日就唔重複太多啦。但依個就話到俾我哋聽，原來雖然咧喺過去一年嘅工作係有唔少嘅挑戰同困難，但係咧反而真係有危，原來真係有機嘅。得翻嚟嗰個迴響同埋個宣傳嘅效果，而同埋咧市民大眾佢哋嗰個嘅接受程度咧，原來係遠超我哋嘅想像。咁因為嗰個嘅 digital tours 嘅成功咧，就令到我哋咧就係諗下啊，會唔會可以其實網上都可以拍一啲宣傳短片嚟到去幫手去即係進一步將個海濱介紹俾更多人咧咁就令到我哋咧就有呢個構思哦，就拍咗一條咧就有埋洛蘭姐一齊同我哋去參與有主席粉墨登場嘅一條宣傳短片。咁嗰個咧就都係好受歡迎，因為咧適逢就係喺呢個嘅Halloween 嘅期間。咁就配合咗羅蘭姐佢本身自己人物嗰個形象啦，咁成條片就趣致得嚟咧，但又好帶出到嗰個海濱嘅關係咁咯。咁除咗就係話我一啲比較即係遠性嘅網上嘅宣傳咧，咁其實摸到實體嘅嘢咧都好重要嘅，咁所以配合我哋頭先講嘅各種嘅 program 嘅時候咧，其實我哋都做咗一啲嘅紀念品啦、宣傳品，咁就部分咧喺大家台上面都會見到噶啦，咁就俾我哋嘅一啲 partners 啦，或者係 artist 啦，或者係 program 嗰陣時咧就幫手派，甚至乎咧就係因為大家會見到而家係話有啲 media coverage。隨住我哋嘅工作多咗，個點子係闊咗咧，其實我哋收到嘅 media 嘅 enquiry 啦，佢哋想去做報道嘅查詢咧，係多咗好多。咁我哋進一步咧，除咗口講啦，同佢出去影相之外咧，都係透過一個台上面嗰啲紀念品咧，都話到俾佢聽咧，我哋嗰個方向就希望去幫手去宣傳同埋推廣嘅。咁好啦，就係頭先講嘅咧，就係2020年嘅工作啦。咁得到嗰個經驗同埋係嗰個嘅感受係好多嘅，我哋好希望咧可以將佢用到去2021。咁就而家略略係同大家介紹下2021嗰個諗法。如果有啲咩嘅即係意見咧，係好歡迎大家俾一啲嘅係啦，即係提示我哋，等佢可以做得好啲。如果係比較仔細嘅，可能會係需要落翻去 task force 去溝通嘅話咧，我哋都會同相關嘅 task force 主席去跟進。先講就係我哋諗住21年可以開到嘅新嘅用地會係啲咩咧？咁嗱，頭先講過啦，2020年咧，我哋就已經係博通咗24 km 嘅promenade 噶啦。我哋咧就好希望今年2021年咧。可以進一步再多4% 1 km 就去到25 km。 咁呢個呢就可以順帶一提呢，其實頭先我就話我哋而家手頭上最長連綿不絕嘅海濱有 5.5 km， 其實呢如果大家呢唔介意亦都曾經行過呢，係嗰個數字係甚至可以去到 9 km 㗎。何謂 9 km 呢？就係話喺呢個卑路罩灣嗰個海濱長廊嗰度，其實而家一直咁行就可以已經係去到呢個嘅天空之鏡啊，跟住就係呢個西區副食品市場啊，再一直行又去到中上環啊，去到金鐘啊，去到灣仔。 咁係可以咧去到呢個銅鑼灣消防局嗰度，甚至乎係呢個東岸公園，咁係行到嘅。咁但係我哋貪心少少，希望咧就喺2021年咧，我哋可以做少少美化嘅工作啦，令到成個 9KM 遊人嗰個體驗係會更加舒服，同埋更加有趣。咁令到呢個 9KM 咧可以正式咧就係數埋落去我哋今年2021年嗰個工作計劃嗰度啦。咁呢個空間方面啦，咁就做完呢啲工作呢，就會係將呢個 85.5 嘅開放嘅海濱公共空間呢，就係大幅增長呢，就 5% 就去到呢個嘅90嘅公頃嘅。咁好啦，可以講一講，其實頭先話哦，嗰 1KM 或者係嗰啲開放嘅公共空間，具體而言，我哋嘅目標會有啲乜嘢咧？咁就會包括咧，係即係灣仔天馬出邊，而家大家會見到我哋成日一啲節日裝置，我哋叫嗰個做 connector 啦。其實嗰個咧，只係一個第一期嘅工作。咁希望今年可以開埋後邊第二期嗰個嘅用地嘅。佢相關嘅設計其實早前已經係去過香港島嘅專責小組噶啦。咁工程方面就希望今年都可以盡快完成啦。咁就仲有嘅咧，就再向前推進咧，就係呢個嘅灣仔北嗰度，即係呢個碼頭咧，其實嗰度都會係再多一啲嘅用地可以開翻出嚟。去翻九龍區嗰度咧，咁頭先講過啦，佢一個武蘭江嘅設計嗰個地段咧，其實只係第一期嘅啫。咁我哋會咧就係喺今年裏面咧開放咧，就係更加多嘅用地出嚟嘅。咁好啦，就返返嚟啦，就係呢個嘅東岸公園嗰度呢，就之前亦都係啦，香港島嗰個嘅專責小組呢已經睇過一個嘅設計，咁嗰個用地呢都可望呢今年可以開到出嚟。而同期呢就頭先話啦，講嗰、那個即係、Victoria Harbour 自然藝術裝置設計比賽嘅優勝作品呢，都可以係喺呢個用地開放嘅時候呢一併已經安裝好，就俾市民一起去享用嘅。咁好開心啦，就係右手邊見到嗰兩幅圖咧，佢個位置就係講緊呢個嘅維園道啦，同埋係呢個灣仔北嗰度。值得一提嘅咧，就係佢哋嗰度會有一啲咧，就係武蘭江嘅設計，就有一啲嘅提案咧，就係、設翻落去嗰個海嗰度，等市民咧就喺嗰個堤岸上邊咧，就好似凳咁樣坐喺度咧，係無阻隔地咧去欣賞呢個嘅維港景色嘅。咁另外啦，除咗就係即係政府自己做之外呢，其實我哋都好想多啲唔同嘅機構可以參與建設同埋喺呢個嘅美化海濱。咁所以呢喺呢個嘅即係卑路洲灣嗰度呢， K Farm 就係我哋之前已經搵咗返嚟嘅 NGOs 啦，就喺海邊嗰度搞呢個龍袍呢，佢第一期已經係開咗出嚟。咁但係呢佢第二期呢先至係真正嘅核心所在。佢會有一啲即係應該全港首創㗎啦，喺海邊呢就有個溫室，咁就會係今年都開到啦。另外就係喺呢個嘅鰂魚涌嗰度，就係有聖雅各福群會，佢哋都攞咗個 permission， 就會係搞一個嘅社區嘅客廳，咁亦都希望今年咧可以出到世嘅。咁頭先講嗰啲呢，其實都係之前我哋計劃咗，就話哦，全港有73公里嘅海濱啦，咁有35公里可能就會係自然堤岸啦，或者係一啲嘅設施未能用到。咁剩返嗰38公里呢 ,34 呢已經有計劃話要做㗎啦，咁但係有4公里呢就做唔到嘅。咁但係我哋唔放棄，好希望藉住2021年我哋可以呢就將呢4公里裏面有方法做到嗰啲呢都盡量打破嗰個框框拎埋出嚟做好去嘅。咁呢幅图就係会解释到啦，即係呢係啦，咁呢个34公里以外剩返个4公里有啲乜嘢我哋觉得可以探讨做嘅呢。咁先讲左手边嗰度啦，就会喺呢、这个浙江街嗰度呢，呢個土瓜灣就有個污水處理廠嘅，其實就同咗渠務署傾，咁佢好好就覺得呢啊，佢哋嘅污水處理廠係可以褪後少少，就將海邊嘅空間呢就還返出嚟，就美化完之後俾市民用嘅。咁我呢個唔多講啦，因為呢渠務署呢就一陣間會親自上嚟第二個 item 同大家去解釋，咁大家有啲咩嘅意見呢可以直接同渠務署喺度反映嘅。咁中間嗰幅圖呢就係講緊，其實都喺 Task Force 有提過市民夢寐以求講咗好耐嘅，就係話喺大角咀去到呢個西九文化中心嗰度，其實有一個嘅貨物裝卸區，咁中間可唔可以即係行到呢，等佢可以又唔使成日行返去內陸呢，咁又亦都景觀都即係有另一番景象啦。咁 咁喺去年咧，我哋聽到大家嘅意見之後咧，其實都同技術部門嗰度咧就做咗唔少嘅功夫，亦都去睇過技術上係咪可行。咁初步嚟睇咧，其實有方法可以做到嘅。咁所以我就好希望喺2021年咧會有一啲好消息俾大家嘅。咁啊，最尾就去到右手邊嗰幅圖，就係頭先我所講喺堅尼地城嗰、那個卑路罩灣嘅海濱長廊，其實係咪都可以行到去即係呢個副食品市場嗰度呢？而家係行到嘅，咁我哋好希望呢，就2021年呢，我哋可以做多少少嘅提升同埋美化嘅工作，令到嗰個遊人體驗呢就更加好咁樣囉。咁我哋做嘅時候呢，其實就話哦，唔好淨係做工程啦，咁有幾即係做海濱工作，就除咗設計啊、規劃啊、建築啊、營運之外呢，我哋都好希望呢，就係嗰個宣傳同埋同市民嘅交流呢都可以多少少。咁所以呢，喺2021年呢，我哋就會乘住哦上一屆嗰個嘅網上遊呢咁受歡迎啦，就希望再推出呢個嘅 2.0。 咁另外啦，除咗網上之外，其實傳統嘅一啲即係媒介電視方面，其實呢都仲有好多人睇緊。咁所以我哋好希望呢就試下哦，可唔可以呢就搞一啲電視嘅宣傳片，咁嚟到去呢就係做好去。其實就喺禮拜頭嘅時候呢，就我哋都出咗個 email， 咁就睇下大家哦有冇興趣，如果係有興趣同我哋一齊參與呢兩個嘅即係項目嘅話，唔介意粉墨登場嘅，咁就即管話俾我哋秘書處聽，咁我哋會去安排㗎啦。咁第二中間嗰度呢，就係頭先所講啦，我哋2020年嘅時候呢就搞咗兩個比賽，一個呢就係維港嘅即係公共傢俬設計比賽啦，另外一個呢就係維港自然藝術裝置設計比賽。咁佢哋嘅得獎作品呢都會喺今年呢陸續就面世㗎啦，咁希望呢就可以為大家呢帶嚟一個新鮮感啦，亦都好希望呢就係得獎嘅人士呢可以呢對於海濱參與建設呢就多啲嘅 ownership。咁仲有好多其他嘅工作，就係咁係啦，咁呢張 slide 呢就係講嗰個嘅 movable 嘅 furniture 啦。近期可能大家都見到我哋海濱嗰個嘅宣傳項目方面呢，都會就話哦，其實我哋可唔可以做多少少返璞歸真嘅設計，但係呢就係即係多啲嘅傢俬係可以喐動嘅，咁就等市民去發揮佢哋嘅創意，去睇下應該嗰啲傢俬點樣用。佢鍾意係即係左邊啦，因為鍾意佢係拎嚟做呢個凳啊，定係話係做流動嘅客廳啊，咁各色其色。嗰、那個經驗話到俾我哋聽呢，其實原來佢哋嘅想像呢係比我哋嘅預計呢係更加多嘅。即係如果我哋好似傳統嗰個方式嚟到去做海濱嘅時候，我哋以為佢鍾意呢就坐喺呢度，就將張凳呢就螺絲雙四腳擠喺呢度，原來唔係嘅。佢哋反而可能就有時哦個太陽喺邊，佢就將張凳呢就搬咗去嗰邊就曬太陽，又或者有人呢就覺得太陽好曬又另一邊。所以與其我哋去預測，與其我哋去估究竟點樣先係佢哋最鍾意，不如我哋就係純粹俾一啲硬件，令到佢哋可以做鍾意自己嘅事，咁佢會更加開心囉。係啦，咁都繼續都係話點樣可以令到呢呢個嘅市民參與我哋嘅海濱建設啦。咁喺呢個嘅左上角就會見到呢，其實我哋就請咗啲藝術家嚟幫手，咁就喺海濱嗰個地下嗰度呢，即係近期我哋都係少有嘅，就係一啲嘅 floor painting。 咁我哋就都畫咗好多即係呢個得意嘅公仔啦，咁就等市民打卡。而打卡呢都係成為咗我哋近期建設海濱嘅一個重要元素，因為原來呢個已經成為咗社会嗰个潮流，咁我希望咧就系透过提供多啲嘅打卡热点咧，咁就可以令到即使系同一个嘅市民喺唔同嘅时段咧，都会有翻嚟海滨不停咁样去参观嘅热诚嘅。咁中間呢就係都有一啲好得意，我哋之前估唔到，但係原來呢當我哋係有心做好呢件事嘅時候呢，各界嘅朋友呢佢會主動行出嚟，就好想呢都係用佢哋嘅專業呢嚟到幫手建設好海濱。Eco Shoreline Study 嗰度係其一啦，咁就係有呢個嘅大學嘅教授，佢就覺得啊，其實我哋水都係好重要嘅，點樣可以幫手做好個海岸，做好我哋嘅水質呢，咁就會同我哋喺荃灣嗰度咧，就一齊合作做咗個 study 嚟到去即係睇下嗰個 shoreline 點樣可以增加嗰個生物多樣性。 而中間咧就係嗰個 STEM 嘅 education 啦，咁就係話我即係有個都係一個大學嘅教授啦，咁佢哋就做咗一啲嘅機械人嘅消毒嘅工具出嚟，咁就嚟到海濱嗰度咧就同啲小朋友一齊玩。所有依啲咧都只係希望講出就係話我哋而家咧做海濱咧都有三個 E， 就 engagement、experiment 同埋係 empowerment， 希望做到依三點咧，等咧多啲人可以參與建設海濱嘅。咁到到最尾啦，就想睇下究竟我哋其實之前呢就有65億預留咗嘅即係錢啦，嚟到去建設海濱啦，咁就有13個嘅優化海濱重點項目。其實呢就係喺佢哋當中呢有9個呢，我哋已經係透過唔同嘅方法呢就開放咗出嚟俾市民享用㗎啦。剩返4個呢，其實呢嗰個嘅即係籌備功夫呢都係進行中。咁而譬如係呢個行人板道呢，東岸主題公園呢，甚至乎希望今年可以是拿到钱，就尽快呢就是令到工程可以上马的。咁主席，我的介绍就差不多。
好，多谢多谢 Rosaline。咁大家都留意到啦，即係嗰个我哋做海濱嘅工作，咁即係都其实喺从嗰个规划、设计、建造、营运、管理、推广几个范畴咧，其实我哋都有去 cover。咁过去呢个委员会可能都花咗相当时间去喺规划同埋设计嗰度去俾意见啦。但系即系我相信大家都留意到，其实过去嘅一年工作，除咗我哋喺头嗰两个范畴之外咧，海港办事处其实喺嗰个营运管理推广嗰个即系呢啲嘅范畴里面咧，其实都着咗好多力喺度。咁而因为好似打开咗一个新嘅，即系一个新嘅局面啦，咁喺个从中嘅过程，亦都系吸取到好多经验，同埋即系学到，即系都有好多嘅体会。咁我哋都即系希望系可以喺六个范畴里面咧，都可以即系继续即系去做嘅工作。除咗讨论规划之外，而对于市民最大嘅即系感受，事实上都系我哋可以有 5.5 米俾佢可以跑步啊，有新嘅场地俾佢打卡啊，即系喺疫情上面亦都有地方食饭唞气嘅地方。咁我都喺呢度代表委员会都多谢海港办事处喺发展局嘅领导、局长领导之下，即系做咗咁多嘢俾香港嘅市民吓。咁啊，听听大家对于即系过去同埋将来嘅工作有咩需要，系想表达意见，或者系对于即系委员会嗰、那个即系嚟紧嘅工作有啲咩嘅想法，咁都可以俾大家表达一下意见。咁啊，交俾个场交俾大家。首先阿坡，我哋系咪在座嗰啲讲咗先，然后秘书处会喺网上嗰啲你就点样去表示准备发言啊？
好，主席，或者我哋先请在座嘅委员就举手示意先发言先，咁跟住网上嗰啲咧，你哋可以揿嗰个掣，咁我哋秘书处就会抄低，咁就到主席嗌你哋名咧就先发言，咁可以先请在座各位先。
好，嗱，在座我 tick 咗三个名先，第一系 Paul Simon， 第二系 Alan， 第三系 Anthony， Paul。
First of all, welcome to the secretary. We have many of our meetings, of course, and the secretary is only at the work at the main meeting, and we haven't seen you for a while, so it's good that you're here now. And in your presence, I'd like to congratulate your office for the work done so far. I've been here now since 2004, and we've worked with many different harbour office heads, although there used to be for a time no harbour office head. And as Vincent just mentioned the word experience, when the leader of the harbour office gets experience, they're often moved on and they will lose that experience. So I hope that the secretary could convince the Civil Service Bureau or department, whichever is responsible, to make sure that the head of the harbour office can stay in place and continue her good work for as long as possible, because there is so much to learn and so much detail in the work of the harbour front that if that gets lost, it is always very hard for the next person to build up and become efficient again. So, and we've seen it. Vincent has been there since 2004 too. We've gone through always very good people, but it's always in the beginning a hard time for them to get their feet on the ground. So, but let me make sure that I'm full of compliments and praise for the current team. There is great enthusiasm and there is incredible hard work, and it's never an email gets answered at any time of the day almost. So there is full attention. So, but in this presentation, there's four things that I like to pick up on: two opportunities and two challenges that I think maybe we could highlight. And from the fourth point, I've given three pictures to the secretariat if they could load them up for the chairman with your permission. The first is an opportunity: the Hong Kong Island Coastal Trail. There is no need for us to limit the harbour front to the Victoria Harbour. We can get it around Hong Kong Island. It's 65 kilometres. In the last months, 200 people have walked it and taken photographs and participated in it. And there is some minor work to be done along the way to make improvements, but then we have 65 kilometres. And I think, Secretary, I hope that you could also have a look at the opportunity and the few missing sections and see to what extent your bureau can help to make that happen. For the harbour front itself, the immediate one is Heng Fat Soon, and then at Cape Douglas, a link up, and a link at Waterfall Bay, and a link at Sandy Bay, and we got 65 kilometres to go around. So that would be a great opportunity to do that. And Heng Fat Soon, I think, will be Shao Kei Wan link through the Museum of Coastal Defence will be, I believe, a great priority to sort out with LCSD. It is a matter of management, not a matter of design, because CDD, your department, has built the staircase already. So the second one is the opportunity of Kai Tak. We have a fantastic inland water. It is sheltered. This is the greatest opportunity for millions of people living in Kowloon to enjoy water sports. Right now, they would have to go to Tsing Mun or go to the south side to the open sea. This is an inland water, fully protected, fully sheltered, ready for the people that live in Kowloon to enjoy rowing and other water sports and learn it there and get out before they get out into our beautiful open seas. Can we please have a focus on that? And I know LCSD has a great problem with the whole idea of water sports on the waterfront of Kai Tak, but I hope we can address that, and that LCSD and the Home Affairs Bureau and the Development Bureau together can come around the corner and make sure we have the facilities on the waterfront so that we can use the water. And it starts off with landing steps at Nau Tau Kok. Then the third one is the issue of cycling. And it's not been mentioned, but if we want cycling, and as we've seen with Kai Tak, and we do not plan ahead, it will not be possible. We are developing Kai Tak. We have promised cycling route, and already a significant link is missing at the bridge between the two hospital sites. We forgot it. We lost that. It's going to be now an ugly retrofit to make sure we get cyclists to come across. It's not planned for. It's not executed despite the fact that it's on the plan. So cycling needs real detailed attention. Otherwise, the opportunity is lost to get it done properly. And once the site is open and people are enjoying it, like in Kwun Tong, getting people to cycle is very hard. The last point, the fourth one, is the outdoor seating with food service. And if I may, the Secretary, put the picture up on the screen. I've given a picture. Is it available? So this is just, and this is an issue that is, thank you. So in Hung Hom, when we show pictures to the community and the developer comes around, they show us this picture on the top with outdoor seating and parasols and places where people can eat and wine. What is delivered is the one on the bottom. If I go to the next slide. This is promised on the top. This is the Wheelock property in Hung Hom. Outdoor seating. Service with food from the shops below. What we see below is what we have. And the third slide. This is at North Point, Sanaa Cay development on the waterfront. On the top is what we have been shown, outdoor seating, food and beverage available for people to enjoy, great weather, and the bottom is what is delivered. And when we analyze this problem, it goes back to the land lease details. It goes back to this lack of control from land planning and buildings all the way through to make sure that it is delivered. The opportunity is there and is realized. And then, of course, once we are at the situation and part of it is an EVA and part of it is a park that the LCSD doesn't want to want the private property, put the tables on, and I leave it then to the food and beverage sector, who's represented in the room here today. The catering sector is right here. And it can tell us all about it, how difficult it is then to do food service. So if we want to give the people of the community of Hong Kong the same opportunity the members of the Yacht Club have, which is to eat on a table right at the waterfront edge, we need to work harder. We need to solve this problem, because everywhere where we have a private development, the opportunity ultimately for outdoor seating with wine and dine is lost. So with your presence, and Chairman, thank you very much for this opportunity, and as I said, great admiration for the current team, great support, but I hope we can address these challenges in front of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Next, Alan Lau.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm gonna make my remarks brief, but again, congrats to the Secretariat and the relevant departments for all the amazing work that they've done over the past year. I mean, this presentation is, I'm actually quite shocked the Hong Kong government can actually do so much. It's amazing. It's actually, I'm, yeah. Yeah, sorry. but on that note, I just have one remark. So I see a lot of kind of art related kind of projects and installations. So I just have one kind of question. General question or concern, I suppose. How is the programming done? What is the selection process? What is the selection panel, if there's one? I see the very nice projects, don't get me wrong, but I think I see one common theme going around. I think they're all very cutesy. They're all cute project. So I'd like to think that Hong Kong is now one of the most major, kind of like art and cultural hub, in Asia and internationally. So I'd like to also see, seeing that all these amazing developments for the harbourfront, I think it's the ideal stage to have some world class art. So I'd like to put forward suggestions to see how we can work more closely with the art and cultural stakeholders to see how we could up the game. I mean, it doesn't really mean we have to spend millions and millions of dollars, but I think it's about bringing in the right curatorial talent and maybe bringing in some partners, to do like some amazing commissions that we see in many, many waterfronts around the world. So that's just my main... And a side note... Speaking of dog friendly, I noticed this one segment between the Ferris wheel in Central and part of I was walking my dog a month ago to the Tama government office. There's one segment where I was kindly asked by a security guard to go inward to Long Wah Dau. And then, so I'm not sure what the reason was, because I think it's we've created a beautiful waterfront where people can actually walk and run with a dog, all pretty much till Kennedy Town. So I thought, maybe I'd bring that up. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Anthony.
Okay. Okay, 多謝主席。頭先主席話多謝 Harbour Office 啲同事，但我覺得咧就應該唔夠嘅，我係咪應該拍掌多謝佢哋？包括當然主席啦。OK， 係老實講，我自己覺得係眼前一亮嘅，即係舊年所有嘅 happenings 啊，咁 difficult years， 但有咁多好嘅東西啦 ，happenings， 我自己都 enjoy 咗唔係全部去得曬啦，唔係太多啦，實在都幾個啦嚇，咁都做花名啦，即係少少嚇。咁 anyway， 不過我想提一提有幾樣嘢，就係而家既然個勢頭咁好啦 ，take on 而家有啲成績啦，應該係更加做得好啲啦。咁早前呢 Hong Kong IA 都約咗 Hub Office 啊，同阿主席都交流咗一次，咁我都 report 返嗰次交流呢，我哋新嘅主席同舊主席啦都講咗，就希望就係有冇機會再review 下個 vision， 成個 Harbourfront 嘅 vision， 究竟我哋即係而家既然個勢頭咁好啦，係一個時間去諗下有冇辦法做得更加好。因為我自己個 example 啦，譬如好似New York 咁樣，佢而家執咗下有 Hardline， 有個 vessel， 去個 vessel 到呢人人都去嘅，去 New York 嘅話一定走上去打卡嘅。但暫時我哋而家做嘅 offering 或諗嘅東西呢未去到嗰個程度。即係香港係一個 World Asia City， Asia World City 唔記得咗啦嘅話呢，我覺得係要再諗一諗，諗深多一層嘅，唔係即係而家係做得好，但係呢啲 quick win 啦 ，mostly 係 quick win， 係已經係俾市民一個好好多 enjoyment 喺度，但係我有冇令到香港成個整體形象能夠更加提升一啲嘅諗法啦？咁呢啲係要有好大決心嘅，政府一定要好大幫忙，話喺 policy 層面要幫到有呢啲咁嘅嘢先得嘅，就係、是。Harbour Office 自己單得獨鬥係做唔到，咁所以局長喺度，我提一提，希望有咁嘅review 啦，嚇係有冇辦法可以再做多少少嘅工作，係將香港形象提升嘅。第三我想提咧，就係有冇一啲更加 integrative 嘅 approach？ Having said 咧，就其實我上年都中間有講過一兩次嘅，就係、是、譬如好似睇呢個 Eastern Street 嗰個公園新嗰個 design， 其實我唔係話個 design 做冇，個 design 做好好。但係咧，其實如果大家記得有幾個 pump， 有幾個東西夾咗喺地面就挖開咗，拱咗一忽入嚟嘅。但係其實係咪擺多啲決心同我唔知嗰個邊個 own 嘅 department 同佢講，其實嗰個佢係得幾嚿嘢抵出嚟嘅啫嘛，有個樓梯或者有幾個 pump 喺度，跟住我哋就揾條 EV 咧。就圍住佢就霸咗個地方，搞到嗰個 particular 位咧唔係咁好用嚇、啊。如果係咪大家努力啲，同或者揾啲上頭揼下揼下個 department 咧，就一齊去諗啦，做翻好啲嘅話就，就有少少嘥咗個位啫。我自己覺得，即係嚟緊當然應該挽救唔到啦。不過even 譬如而家睇翻北角嗰、那個而家做緊個consultancy 嘅calling consultancy for 嗰個北角East Coast Park 嗰度啦，都係有個 ventilation 俾人隔咗出嚟嘅，嗰嚿嘢又要圍開咗佢，唔掂得，跟住佢自己上高整嗰啲種嗰啲嘢喺度，又將來唔知俾人遮咗，醜醜樣樣咁樣嚇。咁即係我諗要大力啲去做呢件事嘅，將一啲unsightly 或者唔應該 harbourfront， 即係其實。我哋 principle 都寫好清楚，呢啲 utility building 唔應該再喺 Harbourfront happens 嘅。如果係已經 happen 咗嘅，有冇辦法係將佢 integrate 落去咧？將來嘅項目就睇翻清楚少少啦。第四樣嘢想講就係個 process 啊。上年都有傾過呢、這個Island East Corridor 下低個 boardwalk 嚇，咁啊 get set 咗啦，係咪 get set 咗啦已經？咁恭喜啦！但係咧，我就唔係好滿意個 process 咧，就係 design 未出就 get set 咗。依個係咪最好嘅方法咧？當然大家心急，我都心急，所以 at that time 我都冇阻止，冇 offer 任何嘅話要阻止呢件事。但係咧，要再諗下啦個 process 嚇。其實有人打電話俾我嘅，唔知邊個 department 打電話俾我，都解釋翻個 process 啊，即係我哋好急啊，好心急啊咁樣。其實，但係就始終我覺得get set 咗之後，可能翻唔翻轉頭。 即係我覺得設計係咪應該要行先咧？要知道究竟我哋要起啲咩嘢先至去。雖然我哋有少少 idea 啦，所以但係呢個 process 需要考慮一下啦，嚇、啊，即係優化佢啦。我唔係話呢個 process 唔好，但要諗下有冇辦法優化啦。最後要 particular 啲嘅site 3嚇，咁頭先阿 Paul Simon 講就話俾嗰啲 example 嚇、就啲相俾我哋睇嗰陣時候就好 vibrant 嚇、啊，跟住就 deliver 唔到嚇。咁、啊、site 3應該係一個 better approach 嚟嘅，其實而家做我都睇咗個 invitation document 啫，其實 much better approach。但係我只係想問佢似乎就 Harbourfront Commission 就已經冇任何嘅一個角色喺呢個 process 裏面，會唔會有咧？定係完全係冇嘅咧？就係、是、等 whatever 我哋見到就見到咧，想因為問題嚟嘅嚇。
你想有定冇啊？
都應該有嘅嚇，應該要有嘅。
咁有嘅。OK， 我睇睇仲有冇網上冇，咁再有啊，有阿、Francis 先啦 ，Ivan 跟住，好 ，Francis，
系多谢主席，就我啊嘛，系啊，就即系都系同大家一样啦，好非常即系、就是、肯定 Harbour Office 同埋主席嘅啊贡献啦，即、就、系、是、过去一年咧做得好好啦，咁啊。即係令到有突破啦。咁我唯一一個 suggestion 咧，其實同 Paul Simon 講都有啲相似嘅，因為特首咪話嗰個要起，係咪仲係叫起動？因為激動，因為激活，即係港島南啊嘛。咁但係港島南蕩漾，即係蕩漾。咁但係咧，因為我哋呢個 Harbourfront Commission 咧，而家只去管到摩星嶺嘅啫嘛。咁可唔可以將我哋嘅權限咧，即係做落啲咯？即係做曬港島南都歸埋我哋去做咧，就係可以即係配合到啦，咁就可以快啲做到啲嘢咯。其實而家港島南好多 waterfront 都有嘢喺度噶啦，不過佢就一段一段，佢冇 connect 到一齊啫嘛。
好，你講完有啲驚，Ivan，
我聽完都驚。多謝主席。我諗同所有 member 或者我多少少添啦，即係過去一年都真係好多謝 HO Harbour Office 嘅同事。我參與海濱嘅事項，即係都由當年皇后碼頭開始啦。咁即係同所有我哋嘅專業一樣咧，即係開始我哋都係講好多理想啊。好多啲願景啊等等，咁都即係都出咗名好多年都嚇、特首都話我好多嘢講咁。咁但係呢幾年其實喺 Harbourfront Office， 我哋個即係個處事改變咗，就係即係一步一步咁行落去，同埋真係揼石仔咁開始去做每一件事。咁過去一年其實我俾好多 member 更加了解 Harbour Office 啲同事做咗啲乜嘢。尤其是好似阿主席講喺營運啊、管理啊、推廣方面啊，咁即係同大家分享一次最近嘅經驗啦嚇。喺最近一個禮拜六，我同主席同埋 Harbourfront 七個同事喺卑路乍灣夜晚11:30坐到去1:30，就係要實地現場睇公眾點樣去使用呢個空間喺夜晚。佢哋有啲咩問題，包括噪音啊，包括一啲其他嘅投訴等等，咁從而去即係現場評估翻，即係我哋應該點樣去回應翻一啲公眾嘅意見。咁而喺成個過程裏面，亦都可以將我哋睇到得到嘅，再重新加翻入去我哋將來所有項目嘅設計啊或者考慮上面。咁所以即係佢哋嘅投入，其實亦都即係令到我真係可以講話係好佩服佢哋。即係打份工啫嚇，即係有啲人就拍電影，咁佢哋就唔出聲咁去睇每個場實際點運用。好，翻嚟，我覺得重要嘅，我想提出嚟嘅講法就係、是， 其實喺過去呢年幾或者甚至三兩年裏面，我好深體會到嘅就係好多唔同政府嘅同事或者部門係開始認同咗我哋海濱事務委員會嘅好多睇法，有好多都主動提出嚟同我哋配合，點樣去令到我哋嘅海濱做得更加好。咁所以其實我發覺有一樣嘢好重要嘅就係我哋要去盡量增加多啲我哋嘅朋友。我哋嘅 partner 用翻多啲正面嘅方法去 engage 佢哋，令到佢哋同我哋一齊去做好個海濱。咁當然啦，批評好多時係容易嘅。咁但係喺做咗咁多年嘅過程，我發覺無論你做得幾好咧，可能都會有一啲甩碌啊，或者甩漏啊，咁好容易俾人批評嘅。咁反而咧，我覺得大家應該學識下去欣賞去 appreciate， 去讚賞翻我哋嘅 partner， 讚賞翻我哋 HO 嘅同事，喺咁艱難嘅情形之下做到出嚟嘅嘢。咁另外，我覺得即係譬如我哋嗰日喺卑路炸灣見到有啲情形咧，亦都令到我重新思考好多問題。我哋見到一架麥斗車，一車車咗五架啲 BMX 嘅單車嚟，佢哋租架麥斗車。嗰五個後生仔就入曬去個 Pet Garden， 就喺裏面練習唱外賽。咁當時已經係去到一點噶啦，咁就冇人放狗噶啦。咁我哋第一個感覺就係、是，咦，好有創意喎！佢哋識得利用啲空間喺唔同嘅時間去 serve 佢哋唔同嘅 purpose， 但佢冇影響到其他人使用嗰個空間。咁但係咧就好不幸咧，當我哋一行埋去想睇近啲咧，佢哋係四散而逃。走曬出嚟，跟住一路咧就及住我哋，睇我哋有冇下一步行動。咁我哋都諗過，好冇提議就翻埋去同佢講，唔緊要啊，你入去玩啦。咁我哋最尾都冇做，因為我驚埋佢咧，佢以為我哋有啲即係其他部門嘅人士咧，就仲更加嚇死佢哋。咁但係即係嗰個信息俾我睇到嘅就係、是，其實我哋設計海濱嘅空間係唔係需要我話俾佢聽，我呢度係踩單車，我話俾佢聽呢度係放狗。我話俾你聽，呢度係緩跑咧咁。咁其實市民係可以好靈活、好 organic 地，佢自己因應唔同時間、唔同嘅環境，佢會去使用個空間。咁所以喺成個過程裏面，我覺得紅磡、北角對我哋嚟講係兩個失敗嘅經驗，我哋講係一個 lesson to learn。咁但事實上HO 好同我哋部分。呢、這個 HC 嘅 member 咧，其實都就呢兩個項目，我哋一路提醒緊，或者係希望避免將來，即、就、係、是、我哋其他嘅海濱項目能夠即係、就是、更加貼地啊。咁所以其實喺呢方面，我哋已經做咗好多嘢。咁有啲我唔方便講得太多啦。我就希望秘書處或者我哋 HC 所有嘅 member 咧，其實我覺得今年咧，我就有一個建議，就係我哋自己都需要抽一啲時間咧。我哋自己 member 之間咧，應該熟悉翻，即係或者係大家之間再去了解多啲，其實 HC 好 HO 好，我哋做咗啲乜嘢，裡面有啲咩經驗，我哋碰過啲咩困難，或者我哋想做啲咩，結果係失敗咗，咁亦都可以，即係我所謂叫 brainstorming， 大家可以多啲互動，多啲互相嘅唔同嘅諗法。可以有啲火花，咁希望可以更加多 and 即系 synergy 出嚟。咁其實我覺得甚至呢個應該再擴闊啲，同我哋啲唔同嘅 stakeholder 嘅 department 嘅朋友一齊去有一啲咁嘅 brainstorming。咁從而係希望即係大家都能夠凝聚多啲正面嘅力量咧，可以幫到我哋更加加快將我哋嘅海濱能夠做好，交俾市民去使用。咁而我相信即係當我哋交俾市民使用之後，其實我哋嗰個 process 係 continuous 嘅，即係繼續落去嘅。咁當我哋有唔同意見，我哋可以跟住嗰個需要去改變我哋個空間。就正如我哋買層，我成日都講買層樓，要有咗層樓先啦。你裏面嘅裝修今日想咁，到你有仔女大咗，你個需求唔同咗，你咪改裝修咯。咁所以呢個我希望今年趁住年頭咧，或者我哋都可以好好計劃下。即係令到所有委員都更加了解 HC 好 HO 好，即係一路做緊嘅或者將來再做嘅，咁亦都凝聚翻佢哋嘅力量，等我哋大家一齊去做好香港嘅海濱。多謝主席。
好 ，thank you。有邊位未發準備發言？網上冇 ，KY。
多謝主席。就頭先好多同事都讚賞過、多謝過喺過一年啊。海濱呢個海港辦事處，咁其實呢個我自己都有講嘅，不過就唔喺度再重複啦。啊，講得多就好似有啲冇乜誠意。咁就其實睇翻轉頭咧，呢、這個可能係即係啲參與咧比較海濱工作比較耐嘅朋友啦，都會覺得，我唔知道主席會唔會咁覺得，就係呢個係最好嘅時候。個環境嚟講，咁多年來我哋由整個喺政府嚟講，當然要激活我哋嘅海濱，建設我哋海濱。政府唔支持呢個，當然冇得做啦。咁我哋由行政長官咁支持，財神爺放水，跟住咧就係局長支持我哋成個海濱辦海港辦事處，同埋當然都有好多呢、這個Harbourfront Commission 嘅委員一直嘅支持。咁好啦，而家做到啲嘢出嚟咧，我哋睇到咧就係、是，但係正正要做到，因為做到嘢出嚟咧，可以睇到將來我哋嘅方向應該係點樣。我就好認同頭先阿 Roslyn 講 empowerment， 呢個 empowerment 咧就喺各方面都係，一方面咧就係、是、似乎我哋都係 empower 到啊，譬如好似阿 Ivan 講，半夜三更一班年青人，如果唔係你哋幾個人動咗喺度嘅話咧，佢哋會繼續好 enjoy 咁樣。利用冇人用嘅時間去用呢、這個呢、這個 pet garden 去做嗰啲佢哋再做嘅嘢，咁其實呢啲係需要做多啲嘅，即係唔係表示話我哋一定要話你可以乜都做得，但係問題就係、是、如果我哋能夠即係喺適當地等多啲市民可以更加有創意諗到點用我海濱，咁呢啲可能係我哋會做啲嘢，或者可能係唔做某啲嘢而令到咧。咁當我哋嘅海濱嘅地方大咗，海濱長連接器可能係長咗嘅時候咧，咁自然咧市民會照顧好多嘢，佢哋會自己揾翻嚟，佢做啲乜嘢啊？令到夜四小時都可以係充分地去利用佢，等佢哋享受。咁所以喺用家嚟講咧，我哋需要諗下將來點樣 empower 佢哋。但係咧，其實咧參與嘅甚至係負責工作嘅同事咧，我哋一樣要人拋，因為我又唔係好認同阿坡話啊，大家做得好，不如留喺呢個位度啦。咁其實起碼我作為一個喺香港土生土長嘅，我覺得做得好，我哋嘅公務員同事做得好，咁呢個係香港嘅一個好事嚟。咁我哋只係希望佢哋可以喺其他崗位都係一樣，帶住同一份熱誠去做得好。咁事實上我哋見到咧，就唔係淨係，其實好多時咧，我覺得海濱工作咧，的確係做咗好多機會。譬如而家講翻灣仔碼頭咧，當最初灣仔碼頭嘅設計落出嚟嘅時候咧，咁我都有參與睇過。咁我就已經係好有少少意外，但係好高興就係建築署嘅年青建築師係好有創意。即係當然，即係大嘅 project、大嘅項目，當然係大家都會覺得啊，我做咗成呢樣嘢，大家都好開心。但係即使係小項目，喺年青嘅建築專業人士嚟講，佢做得到、做得好，呢、這個只會激活、激發其他佢嘅同事、其他佢嘅同行，繼續會做好啲咁多。有時有人讚賞嘅時候，同樣地，即係亦都唔需要諗下南區要搞好點搞。如果有更加多嘅公務員同事能夠經過呢個體驗之後，覺得啊呢、這個都係好滿足嘅工作嚟嘅話咧，自然政府就唔會缺乏人才喺其他嘅地方，無論海邊又好，唔係海濱又好，都可以做得更加好啲咁多。咁所以喺呢方面嚟講咧，我諗我哋點樣可以繼續去令到大家有呢個 empower 到，繼續 empower 到參與嘅人，甚至包括呢、這個 Harbourfront Commission 嘅 member 咧，呢、這個都係我哋 需要再落多些功夫去做。多謝主席。
Okay, thank you. 網上Kelly Chan, Kelly, Kelly, 到你啦。
Hello, 唔該主席，聽唔聽到？
好，聽到，請講，請講，請講。
係啊，咁都我都好同意頭先有幾位委員嘅好多意見。咁我都想再多一次，就係多謝即係Harbour Office 同埋即係發展局啊，同埋有關部門咧，係上年付出咗咁多努力。做了咁多好好嘅 project， 亦都好有新意。咁同時間呢，我哋當然會繼續追求進步啦。咁都亦睇下即係會唔會有一啲喺唔同嘅範圍，即係可能喺海濱嘅範圍呢，都會有一啲人流嘅一啲調查，即係可能睇下每區可能嗰個用者或者個人流啊係點樣。咁去睇一睇究竟我哋喺宣传方面啊，或者喺嗰个地点嘅 connectivity 方面啊，即係交通配套方面呢，会唔会需要再有改善嘅空间。咁会唔会有啲即係民意调查，咁去睇下即係当嗰度附近嘅市民佢哋嘅意见啊，咁样即係呢啲我諗可以相信即局方或者秘书处都可能已经做紧啦，咁可能即迟一步可能可以 share 俾commission member 即系参考咁样啦。咁另外我亦都好同意头先有几位委员都有提过，就喺嗰、那个单车嗰、那个单车径嗰方面，即系呢个都系好重要。即系我觉得来年其中一个方向都系要 make sure 喺呢方面咧，我哋真系要 address 嗰、那个呢、这个 area。怎樣去在那個單車配套方面啊，即是單車徑或者他們的在個如果有單車徑，那他們的 vendors 啊，即有沒有足夠的租單車的地方啦，那即是等市民，因為不每個個市民即是在香港小的地方是擁有單車，那所以即是需要有租有地方去租或者去借單車呢，這個服務是很有必要的。尤其是在港島區，即是因為即是好多時係要踩單車咧，就要去到新界比較遠嘅地方，咁所以即係我諗希望可以喺港島區就去做多啲功夫喺呢方面嚇。唔該曬。
好 ，thank you。跟住下一位係Raymond 喺個網上邊，阿建石，係一陣間係副主席嚇。Raymond， 到你啊 ，Raymond， 到你啦。好，咁我哋等等先。局长回应一下先。
好啊，首先都其实我首先都要表达咗政府对大家嗰个感谢。呢、這个都你话老土又得，都唔老土嘅，即系。事實上我諗喺過往一年大家見到好多嘅成績，在政府嚟講呢，即係如果冇主席嘅領導，冇大家寶貴意見，做唔到嘅。咁呢度答入去我都想講人嗰度啊，即係大家都睇得到。其實一路講緊，我諗幾位都盛讚我哋秘書處，譬如 Rosalind 呢。咁我同主席都有講，如果特別係做海港事務做得耐嘅朋友呢，我話呢其實好得意嘅。我自己接觸咗兩位嘅，第一位啊 Christine Out，大家記得，跟住有 Rosalind 咧，我同阿主席講咧，我嘅觀察就係每個政務主任，因為都係 AO 做啦，通常呢個位，其實做咗一段時間都好似上咗身咁嘅喎。咁我會覺得呢個係其實亦都係我諗係同大家嘅互動啊，即係其實因為有啲時候同社會睇公務員可能好冷冰冰嘅係嘛，依規矩辦事，冇咁多感情，但係睇下大家睇下 Rosalind 正話嗰個 presentation。投入咗幾多佢自己嘅感情啊？咁我覺得呢個其實都要多謝你哋嘅，咁可能令到特區政府再有啲更加優秀嘅同事嚇，係即係將呢個對工作嘅投入嚇喺目前崗位喺將來嘅崗位，咁啊真嘅阿 Paul 就都要俾佢升級嘅，咁但係我都明嘅，即係如果係操熟咗嗰套功夫嚇。有感情有投入都做多一陣先咁樣，但係做得好係要升級嘅咁樣。咁喺呢度我答幾個好大家好即係特別提咗出嚟嘅，因為如果你有啲 個別項目方才提的改進，我呢度唔討論，我相信喺小組會可以再講。但係正話有幾個提咗出嚟，我想講一講嘅。躍動港島南南區嗰度，我諗咁嘅啦。當然喺翻海港事務委員會，你有個職責上嘅權限嘅。咁但係我諗如果大家願意嘅話，我亦都睇到有個彈性，即係冇嘢話政府如果覺得，譬如話喺南區嚟講咧，亦都有好多 waterland interface 嘅嘢係嘛？躍動港島南當然涵蓋好多嘢噶。如果你話個黃竹坑工業區個地價點樣收，或者我唔會嚟 Harbourfront Commission 同大家傾啦，係嘛？但係如果去翻譬如避風塘嘅，去翻香港仔海濱長廊，咁我諗如果政府覺得都係想麻煩下 Harbourfront Commission。我相信大家都唔介意，係嘛？即係我諗，我絕對睇到呢個空間，我哋將來我哋亦都會咁樣做嘅。不過又顧翻住阿 Rosalind 嗰個工作量，因為你話全香港都咁樣做就搞唔掂係嘛？咁但係如果一啲大家有興趣嘅地方，咁即係話我聽個討論咧，似乎委員對南區個海濱發展咧都唔單止入坡嘅，好幾位都會有興趣。咁我哋絕對樂意就住海濱嗰個情況咧嚟翻呢度咧，即係大家唔介意係出咗。嚴格嗰個 TOR 範圍咧就得啦，咁樣。Site 3嗰度我都簡單講一講。喺呢一刻嚟講，因為我哋個招標進行中咧，咁呢刻就冇乜嘢好討論嘅，要等個招標過程完成。我哋盼望今年年中左右會完成咧。咁跟住其實佢任何成功投到呢個標嘅人士咧，其實佢仲要走一個程序咧，就城規會佢個 Master Layout Plan 咧，佢係要提上去考慮嘅。咁喺個過程當中咧，其實亦都有一個公眾諮詢嘅面向。咁所以如果喺嗰一刻，如果話譬如 Harbourfront Commission 有個意見咧，我相信都有空間可以就俾翻城規會考慮。咁我諗呢個就去稍遲嘅時候咧，就我哋都可以同翻城規會秘書處講一講，咁睇下主席係咪覺得都係即係話，我諗呢個機會都係有嘅，即係都係可能都想有個唔係審批啦。但係會有個意見係俾到城規會再考慮咧，我仍然都睇到呢個空間嘅。最後，我想講一講單車。其實我自己踩好多單車㗎。咁我想用西貢做一個例子。前不久咧，我同屋企人咧喺西貢啊，喺點樣講咧？喺碼頭嗰度，我踩到去對面海嗰度，踩到過去㗎。咁嗰個基本上是一個即係唔係一個政府管理嘅地方啊，係一個。咁我想講係咩咧？佢今世係一個共融通道概念嚟噶，嚇有冇條單車徑行冇分嘅。咁但我觀察嘅，我唔係唯一踩單車嘅一個。咁其實係處理到嘅，即係踩單車嘅會有個自律，佢唔會踩得好快，亦都不可能踩得好快，相當多人。咁人群嚟講，見到個單車咧，亦都會即係適當去睇到小心一啲。咁其實係做得到嘅。咁亦都我諗喺我哋自己係海濱事務委員會，可能我哋都會向前走一啲，即係話。可能如果好傳統最安全嗰啲咧，就好嚴格咁要分開曬嘅一切嘢，但係唔係每一個地方都做得到嘛，係嘛？咁所以方才委員講話喺單車方面喺海濱如何進一步推廣，我自己好支持嘅。咁亦都其實我自己覺得喺社會上，就算立法會前日咧應該喺立法會有一個會議咧，都個別有。立法會的議員覺得在單車徑上面或者在單車那個配套設施，我應該正確地說是這樣，政府要做多一點。我盼望可能未來呢，就如果委員同意，主席同意呢，可能未來呢都是海濱事務會呢可以探討，我們會全力支持的。
好，那麻煩局長，我想看看 Raymond 是不是準備好，Raymond Chan 陳建石又唔翻嚟啊？咁我过下个 agenda 咯。OK， 咁我系咯。咁仲有边位？哦 ，Tony 喺度 ，Tony 好 ，Tony 请讲。Tony 姐 ，Tony 可以讲啦，吓。听唔听到啊，主席？听到 ，Tony 请讲。
其實睇唔睇到我想發言？
見到你啊，好靚仔啊！
因為我舉手，我以為唔知道。係好啊，即係當然啦，即係雖然好多委員都講咗咧，我都喺呢度咧，因為想表達一下，因為2020年咧，基本上係一個比較困難嘅一年啦。但係喺主席你領導啊，即係局長支持同埋啊呢個秘書處海軍嘅 即係努力之下咧，其實係做咗即係我諗好多呢方面嘅活動啊，同埋工作嘅。咁呢度其實即係我真係好好即係喺呢度咧，你覺得咧就係、是、好似啲委員嚟講咧，其實係好難得嘅。咁我都想有幾點咧，即係嚟緊咧，希望係可以即係表達一下。咁第一咧，即係我哋喺用海濱方面咧，嗰、那個推廣咧，主席你嘅粉墨登場去做嘅，呢啲其實好好嘅。咁另外嗰、那個digital 嘅 tour 咧，我覺得都係相當即係好嘅。咁呢方面宣傳咧，有一樣嘢咧，其實海濱而家咧，如果有啲空間，就好多時候舉辦活動嗰方面咧，海濱事務委員會或者我哋海濱啲委員啊等等咧，即係有冇機會咧參與，從而咧即係亦都去推廣下，等多啲人認識咧咁。呢個第一樣嘢。第二樣嘢咧，我覺得喺2020年咧做嗰、那個設計嗰個比賽咧係相當好嘅。除咗即係有嗰個 ownership 嗰個問題之外咧，另外其實都係變咗有個 community 嘅 engagement 喺度。咁呢樣嘢咧，我都希望主席或者係發展局嗰方面咧可以支持做多啲。其實好多時候咧，即係設計嗰、那個做得好，咁而有機會咧將自己嘅作品咧，即係正式咧，無論佢係 furniture 或者呢啲 art installation， 我覺得即係佢有機會擺喺海濱。咁呢個嚟講咧，我覺得係對呢個市民嘅參與嚟講咧，即係我覺得係好大幫助。有一樣嘢咧，就我始終咧過去主席你知我都強調，因為我哋講親水嗰個文化，亦都水上活動，即係作為海濱其中一樣嘢咧，就維港，即係尤其是近岸個水質問題咧，我覺得有啲地方咧，我始終都覺得係雖然可能唔係即係發展局局長個即係範疇，但係喺呢方面咧，我都會繼續即係跟進同埋要求咧係改善喺呢方面。咁另外頭先局長都提過，我都想講講個單車徑嘅問題咧，因為我哋都希望即係過去主席我哋都講過點樣唔同嘅活動，無論靜態或者相對動態嘅活動喺海濱嗰度一齊去用咧，一個共融嚟講咧，我諗喺呢方面咧要多少宣傳，因為有啲人可能會覺得，如果你係尤其是單車方面咧，係咪應該劃定咗個即係單車嘅通道？咁但係你劃定都冇用嘅，因為始終咧即係空間有限咧，係嗰、那個即係好似局長講，如果做得到咧，係大家喺呢方面咧小心啲咧，即係共融方面咧係冇問題。但始終呢方面都有啲人不理解嘅，咁喺嗰個推廣方面咧，或者係解説方面咧，我覺得係應該可能係喺度應該做多少少咯。咁基本上我就係咁嘅意見。多謝你，主席。
好，多謝 Tony。好啦，咁啊，因為時間有限咧，我都要喺呢度畫條線啦。咁我睇下 Rosalyn 嗰度會唔會有一啲回應，關於頭先一啲委員表達咗嘅一啲意見啦。
好啊，主席或者兩個方面咧，一咧就係頭先啊 Kelly 就話，我哋會唔會有一啲嘅人流方面嘅研究啊各樣，其實係嘅，咁就好似 Kelly 咁講咧，我哋都已經委託咗一個顧問研究公司咧，就先做一個實驗，就用呢個比魯爪灣海濱長廊嗰個新開嘅西嚟到研究下嗰度啲人流啦，依、這個嘅 visitors 佢哋嗰個嘅experience 啦，那個滿意程度啦，有咩改善嘅地方，咁而家係佢哋諗緊嗰個嘅。methodology， 如果是即系真正落实之前啦，咁我哋会再同佢开会，会过程之中咧就 engage 住大家咧一起去做嘅。咁第二样就系单车嗰度啦，咁就好似局长话斋啦，即系局长都好支持呢个嘅即系initiative 嘅，咁佢都责成咗我哋咧就要尽量喺呢个海滨嘅项目里边咧就多加单车嘅设施嘅。 舉例啦，其實就喺呢個荃灣嗰度，荃灣嗰度咧就有一個 2.3 公里嘅單車徑，就係、是、沿住荃灣海濱咧，其實就可望今年2021年嘅年中嘅時候咧，就直情係可以開出嚟咧，就俾市民去用噶啦。另外咧就係、是、呢個嘅啟德嗰度咧，其實就有一個13公里長嘅即係行人同埋係單車徑嘅設計咧，咁就亦都希望咧2023年度啦，就都可以咧完成咧。俾大家用。港島區方面咧，其實我哋就海港辦事處咧都有啲諗法嘅。適時咧就其實而家就喺顧問嗰度，我哋會上會就同大家攞意見，跟住希望咧就會係試行。咁裏邊就會有埋即係租單車啊嗰啲各樣嘅。咁長遠而言咧，我哋好希望喺我哋65億。13個嘅海濱嘅項目嗰度咧，都盡可能咧係即係加到依個嘅單車徑嘅設計啦，咁就令到市民咧就係喺港島同埋係九龍嘅海濱咧都有機會去踩單車嘅。
好，唔該，好啊，哦 ，Raymond 翻咗嚟 ，Raymond 可以講啦，最後係你啦，最後係你啦，最後啦，嚇講得講得。
咁我只係首先都係多謝政府啊，尤其是喺發展局領導之下啊 ，Harbour Office 所有嘅努力啦，啊同埋都好大嘅 achievement。咁啊，當然係主席嘅英明領導之下啦，啊咁我只係有即係我聽阿 Paul 講咧有個 vision 啦，咁其實而家可能都係時間，大家要真係要做個 brainstorming 去睇下我哋將來希望。怎樣可以做得更好、啊、這個是長遠來說呢一個、就是要大家都要 brainstorm 一下，但是呢但是有些即是有些小小的期望呢，是近期的期望呢，我就有兩個 remark 的。第一就其實關於香港島這個Harbourfront Promenade 呢，其實有兩段呢我都很希望可以盡快可以有些改良的。第一就是由 Belcher Garden 那邊走到去山道那個中西區海濱長廊那一段，因為有個貨物棄石區呢，那 Rosalind 都說有計劃 會做些事，但那裡我都覺得真的要盡早做，因為現在很多人都是穿過那個貨物棄石區，其實是有些危險性的，那裡就擺滿了很多的貨物啦，同埋有啲吊機咁樣上，有好多人咧都係穿過呢個貨物棄卸區咁樣去呢個Belcher Garden嗰邊嘅。咁啊，呢度我希望可以即係諗辦法點樣博通到佢啦。啊，另一段咧就都係有啲即係我有期望佢可以改良嘅咧，就係順德中心嗰一段。啊，其實而家好多人都係喺順德中心嗰條車路嗰度行嘅，嗰度係有啲危險性嘅。其實即係其實最佳緊係即係穿過呢個順德中心商場咁行過去啦，但係咧好多人又唔想話行開室外啊，滿身汗啊，走入一個冷氣空間咧，咁又唔係好適宜。咁其實可能最適宜嘅都係要走翻出去江樂道中咁樣行咧，咁就比較安全一啲啊。咁就呢方面睇下點樣可以改良下啦，因為呢兩段咧，正我前面嗰兩段咧都係美中不足嘅，喺一個港島區嘅。這個海濱走廊來講，我是講那麼多，多謝。
Thank you， 唔該 Raymond。咁我諗時間關係，我喺呢度即係即係 close 呢一個 agenda 啦。咁多謝委員嘅意見啦。咁我相信海濱事務委員會一路都係即係秉承住我哋一路嗰個願景啦。咁即係而家 as of today， 我哋個願景都係希望將維港兩岸去做一個朝氣蓬勃、交通暢達、可持續發展同埋富吸引力嘅海濱嚇。咁如果有需要去 update， 即係絕對歡迎。但係你喺未 update 之前，都係朝住呢個願景去。咁你有個願景，你先至行到。而同埋博通73公里都係即係一路願景啦。咁我成日講笑就話，我哋每年都要交數嚇。咁所謂交數係咩意思咧？就話 我哋都希望定到一个目标，然后就去向前行。即係如果我冇呢个目标呢，因为做一个海濱亦都真係牵涉好多嘢，除咗发展局嘅领导 Harbour Office， 其实我哋係有好多嘅 stakeholder collaborator， 即係包括譬如 CEDD 啊，Highway 啊 ，Drainage Service Department 啊 ，RHSD 啊 ，LCSD 啊，我哋需要咁多个部门去分享一个共同愿景啊！即系如果我依个愿景，如果其他人都仲未分享到咧，我真系唔敢唔快改个愿景吓、啊！即系而家其实系慢慢一路系希望就系话将所有嘅唔同嘅同海濱有关嘅部门，不论你系一个工程部门、建筑部门、设计部门或者系一个管理部门，我哋都希望大家可以分享同一样嘢。今年我哋嘅体验好多咧系关于一个管理嘅吓。好多時我哋發現個海濱有幾 vibrant， 有幾受市民歡迎，唔係關於我哋起咗幾多嘢喺嗰度。可以話好諷刺嘅就係，我哋冇乜起嘢嘅地方咧，用最短時間去落成嘅地方咧，係見到最多嘅開心嘅面孔、開心嘅笑聲。重點係喺邊度咧？原來係關於一個管理嘅模式。一塊空地，如果我俾佢自由自在踩單車、踩滑板，將啲凳搬嚟搬去，可以開台食飯、買嘢，可以有地方喺張台度食嘢，有帶埋啤酒去飲。其實個市民已經係好開心。即係如果我哋話好完善、滴水不漏咁去規劃三年種樹、鋪草地，邊度擺台、邊度擺凳、邊度擺 play equipment， 呢度就要坐，一定係要望住呢個方向坐，長排凳傷死個地下度冇得喐。過去嘅一種滴水不漏嘅規劃方法，用咗三年時間去起咗出嚟，跟住唔准踩單車，唔准踩滑板，唔准踩雪劇。呢個係唔係唯一一個方法去做呢？抑或係其實我哋係可以俾到更多多元嘅管理模式喺我哋個海濱嗰度，讓市民有一個選擇。咁其實呢個體驗係好深刻嘅，尤其是喺呢幾個月我哋見到一啲比較寬鬆式管理嘅公園落成嘅時候呢，同埋一路係 add on 嘅，即係話就算Rosaline 今日嗰個 PowerPoint 其實佢都未 update 得切，因為琴日喺 Water Sports 度已經生咗幾個立體嘅 Chocolate Ring 公仔出嚟，因為佢一路每一日都喺度變緊。咁呢個係我哋過去好多時喺不停咁規劃、不停咁樣去俾意見、不停咁去修正，但起咗出嚟就冇得改。嗰種嘅模式咧係非常之唔同，咁我希望大家都可以俾多啲意見我哋，睇下我哋用一個咁樣嘅模式去做，大家社會有咩睇法呢？我哋必須強調，而家我哋做緊呢樣嘢係非常之試驗性嘅，即係可能成功，可能唔成功，但我都希望大家作為委員咧都理解，即係大家而家做緊啲咩嘢，咁啊同埋即係俾多啲意見，行多啲落海濱，唔同時間你早起身到嘅你就早起身去，咁呢個我做唔到嘅，咁但係晏晝啊夜晚嗰啲咧，我哋上次同阿 Ivan 嚇 Rosaline 佢哋夜晚11:30飛到1:30，你睇到市民係點樣樣用個海濱嚇，咁即係呢個係都對我哋嚟講係好有啟發性嚇。咁啊，多謝嚇 Harbour Office 啦，多謝局長領導嘅 Development Bureau， 咁同埋多謝咁多委員喺一路係對於海濱嘅支持。咁啊，希望大家再繼續參與同埋繼續俾啲意見嚇。咁都希望佢Harbour Office 可以繼續唔好太大壓力，咁繼續做到啲嘢啦嚇嚇，係好啊！咁我哋進入下一個議程啦。